This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, December 11th. God's word to you today is heard, seen, and touched. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 John 1, verse 1 from the New King James Version, and it says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life." John 21, verse 24 says, "This disciple is the one who testifies to these events and has recorded them here, and we know that his account of these things is accurate." John finally owned up that the other disciple, the person that wrote this book, and the person that Jesus loved is he, John. Otherwise, there would have been a debate today, whether it was him or not. John 21 verse 25 says, "Jesus also did many other things. If they were all written down, I suppose the whole world could not contain the books that would be written." What John was saying here is this. John had special insight into Jesus' life beyond what the other disciples knew. Why? During the first 30 years of Jesus' life, there was only one person that completely knew the things he was doing, and that was his mother, Mary. And John was the one taking care of Jesus' mother. Maybe when they came back from work and were talking, Mary would tell John the things Jesus did, because the wedding in Cana was not Jesus' first miracle. Jesus had been doing other things around the house that gave Mary the confidence to ask him. In other words, Jesus showed the world what you are capable of doing. So for 30 years, John heard firsthand stories about Jesus. So on one hand, John was saying that there is so much. And on the other hand, the wisdom Jesus spoke about and embodied was not and could not be grasped only through the intellect. Meaning, even if John was to write all the books in the world as accounts as of the miracles Jesus performed, it cannot be grasped only through the intellect. It is impossible. It means that the wisdom Jesus was could only be comprehended through a relationship with the Word that has become flesh. The wisdom of Jesus can only be comprehended through a relationship with Him. We cannot fully explain, but we can fully experience it. We cannot fully explain Jesus, but we can fully explain His love for us. We cannot fully comprehend Christ, except in a relationship with Him. So if you do not have a relationship with Jesus, you should seek to have a personal relationship with Him. Personal means one-to-one, not your father's relationship or your mother's relationship, not your cousin's relationship, and not your pastor's relationship. If you want to have your own relationship with God, wherever you are right now, just lift your voice and say to Him, "Jesus, I come to you today. I want to know you personally. I give my life to you today, and I want you to be Lord of my life." No matter where you are in your walk with God, I encourage you to say this prayer to God consistently. My prayer for all of us is that God will draw us to Himself and breathe upon us. I pray that Jesus will reveal Himself to every one of us and change our lives from one level of glory to another, to the praise and glory of His name. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope. In this world where we roam, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information, about our locations and services. God bless you.